Gregory, I have a very difficult question for you. I've always been made to believe that the mark of the beast will be a microchip that the Antichrist will insert under our skin to control our ability to interact with the state. What is the mark of the beast, and is it here already? Does God offer us a solution to save us from taking this mark?
Well, the mark of the beast is probably not a microchip that they're going to insert under your skin. And I've listened to and I've studied all the different theories about that. It is dangerous to think that the mark of the beast is a chip, because then you think everything's okay as long as they don't take the chip. But it's the spirit of the covetous practices that make you merchandise. We put up a study on the mark of the beast and what it really is, and gone through the word step by step. The mark of the beast, similar to the mark of God, is actually a spiritual choice that affects the way in which you relate to the world. Right now, if you don't get a social security number in the United States or national insurance number in other countries, and all these numbers are linked worldwide by treaties, and you don't get those or use those numbers, you can't hardly function in society. You can't get jobs. You can't get bank accounts. Those restrictions are growing. And in hard times, in economic crisis, you won't be able to do anything without those numbers. So those numbers are already there in place. People have them on cards, which they hold in their hands, or they memorize the number and they give it at the bank, or they give it when they go get a driver's license, or they use it in every country many, many ways, and more ways every year. And like I said, they're all linked together by treaties, so that if you move from one country to the other, they take that into consideration. And we've talked about this a great deal. But real quickly, the charagma, which is the word we see in the Greek that's translated mark, it actually means a stamp or badge of servitude. It's some number that says a portion of your labor now belongs to the one who issues the number. And so a portion of your labor has to go to that institution that gave you the number and numbered you in that institution, whether it's Rome or Washington, D.C. And often the portion that they own increases year by year because of the debt of society. Because the desire to get benefits at the expense of your neighbor is a covetous practice. It will make you merchandise. It will make you collateral for debt. And it will make your children collateral for that debt. As your children become collateral for that debt, the governments will become more and more exclusionary. Anybody who doesn't have that number so that they become a collateral for the debt too will be excluded from commerce, excluded from banking, excluded from obtaining employment. And if they go to rationing during really hard times, they will be excluded from getting, you know, rationed bread or food or whatever. This is the same thing that actually happened in Rome at the time of the early church, but the early church had its own system of private religion where they took care of one another through faith, hope, and charity. They did not need what the Romans called the tessera. You'd show this little clay tessera and then you could get free bread at the temples as benefits of being a part of a system of sacrifice. What the Romans called Corban, the Pharisees called Corban, Israel called Corban, Jesus called Corban. But Jesus particularly condemned the Corban of the Pharisees, because the Corban of the Pharisees was making the word of God to none effect, because it was not based on the free will offerings that we see in the Old Testament or the charity that we see in the New Testament. At our studies that we put up for free and other audios that we make available for free, we go into this in great detail, is what makes these systems the mark of the beast.
Hi, this is Daniel. I am a contact minister for His Holy Church in South Africa. Christ commanded us to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Find out if seeking the kingdom is more than just going to church on Sunday. Join the Living Network and go to our Facebook page at Preparing South Africa for more information.